By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madari Channel, Alhamdulillah, عز وجل today I'm excited to be welcoming you back to another morning with Madani Channel. Yes, another morning of rise and shine. Another day of listening to the Tilawati Quran. Another day, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, of listening to the Naat Sharif of the greatest of all mankind, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Another topic, another reminder, another Hadith Sharif. We had the beautiful recitation of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, the recitation of Surah Yusuf about the life of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And we heard that the brothers of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had discovered that this individual who's now a minister in Egypt, he is our younger brother, that same child we had discarded and left and cast into a well. This is that same child who's now grown up and we now need him. Allahu Akbar. People plan, they plot. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of planners. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, whatever the weather conditions, whatever the situation, Alhamdulillah, every single morning, we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the blessings He has bestowed upon us. We shall begin as usual by listening to the tilawat of the glorious Quran as well as the Urdu translation. And please do dua, and I keep saying this, yes, inshallah, we can have it made available in English soon too, inshallah. You please do pray for this. My dear viewers, we are going to begin this day, this morning, by listening to the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. But please do remember that whilst the Quran is being recited, then it is our duty to give our full attention to the recitation of the Quran. And as well as this, make good intentions, because the more good intentions you make, the more reward you shall gain. Let's get straight into it, inshallah. Let's listen to the Tilawati Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
میں اللہ تعالی کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
فلما دخلوا على يوسف آوى إليه أبويه وقال ادخلوا مصر إن شاء الله آمنين.
پھر جب وہ سب یوسف کے پاس پہنچے اس نے اپنے ماں باپ کو اپنے پاس جگہ دی اور کہا مصر میں داخل ہو اللہ چاہے تو امان کے ساتھ.
ورفع ابویہ علی العرش وخروا له سجدا.
اور اپنے ماں باپ کو تخت پر بٹھایا اور وہ سب اس کے لیے سجدے میں گرے. تفسیر خزائن العرفان میں ہے یہ سجدہ تحیت و تواضع کا تھا جو ان کی شریعت میں جائز تھا، جیسے کہ ہماری شریعت میں کسی معظم کی تعظیم کے لیے قیام اور مصافحہ اور دست بوسی جائز ہے. سجدہ عبادت اللہ تعالیٰ کے سوا اور کسی کے لیے کبھی جائز نہیں ہوا، نہ ہو سکتا ہے، کیونکہ یہ شرک ہے، اور سجدہ تحیت و تعظیم بھی ہماری شریعت میں جائز نہیں.
وقال یا ابت هذا تأویل رؤیا من قبل قد جعلها ربی حقا.
اور یوسف نے کہا، اے میرے باپ، یہ میرے پہلے خواب کی تعبیر ہے، بے شک اسے میرے رب نے سچا کیا.
وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِّنَ الْبَدْوِ مِن بَعْدِ أَن نَّزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي إن ربي لطيف لما يشاء إنه هو العليم الحكيم.
اور بے شک اس نے مجھ پر احسان کیا کہ مجھے قید سے نکالا اور آپ سب کو گاؤں سے لے آیا، بعد اس کے کہ شیطان نے مجھ میں اور میرے بھائیوں میں ناچاکی کرا دی تھی، بے شک میرا رب جس بات کو چاہے آسان کر دے، بے شک وہی علم و حکمت والا ہے.
رب قد آتیتنی من الملک وعلمتنی من تأویل الاحادیث فاطر السماوات والارض انت ولی فی الدنیا والآخرہ توفنی مسلما وألحقنی بالصالحین.
اے میرے رب، بے شک تو نے مجھے ایک سلطنت دی اور مجھے کچھ باتوں کا انجام نکالنا سکھایا. اے آسمانوں اور زمین کے بنانے والے، تو میرا کام بنانے والا ہے، دنیا اور آخرت میں مجھے مسلمان اٹھا اور ان سے ملا جو تیرے قرب خاص کے لائق ہیں.
ذلك من انباء الغیب نوحیہ الیک وما کنت لدیہم اذ اجمعوا امرہم وہم یمکرون.
یہ کچھ غیب کی خبریں ہیں جو ہم تمہاری طرف وحی کرتے ہیں، اور تم ان کے پاس نہ تھے جب انہوں نے اپنا کام پکا کیا تھا اور وہ داؤں چل رہے تھے.
وما اکثر الناس ولو حرصت بمؤمنین.
اور اکثر آدمی تم کتنا ہی چاہو ایمان نہ لائیں گے.
وما تسألهم علیہ من اجر ان هو الا ذکر للعالمین.
اور تم اس پر ان سے کچھ اجرت نہیں مانگتے، یہ تو نہیں مگر سارے جہان کو نصیحت.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. Many viewers of the channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah Azzawajal, this is presented each and every single morning. And mashallah, Allahu Akbar. It's beautiful, isn't it? In the morning, we get to listen to the Quran al-Kareem as well as the translation. Yes, in Urdu. And I shall give a quick overview in the English language too. But Surah Yusuf, the story of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, what was one of the first things we hear from the story of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam? How many of you can remember? Some would be thinking, I've only just woke up and you're already asking me questions. Allahu Akbar. Try to think. What was the first thing we heard? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us within the Quran that one day Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he approached his father, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. And he says to his father that, oh my father, I had, yes, a dream. He says, I had a dream. And what was the dream? I saw these stars prostrating before me, the sun and the moon prostrating before me. I says, oh father, what's the interpretation of this dream? And the father says, oh son, don't tell anybody about this dream. But the answer to the dream was, the interpretation of the dream was not given. And then later, he came to see that when Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he called, remember the long story of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he calls his brothers, he calls his family, he invites his parents to come too. And his parents, everybody, they all travel. They come to Misr, they come to Egypt. He welcomes them all. And then they prostrate before him. And he says, oh father, this was the interpretation. And subhanAllah, is beautiful how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala is the greatest of planners, no doubt about it. And subhanAllah, is the first thing in the morning, I think the first lesson we can take, my dear viewers, remember, yes, we plan, but remember, Allah ta'ala is the best of planners. Always say, there's many lessons to be taken from this. One is always say, inshallah. Always say, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, yes, then we shall do this. If we make a plan, and we think, yeah, you know, this is what I have in mind, I'm going to do this, and then this, and then this. It may just be even the plan for today. Say, inshallah. Say, inshallah. Because many times you can think, yes, this is how it's going to be, and it turns out to be the complete opposite. Inshallah. That which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, that indeed shall take place. So I plan to do this, and inshallah, then I'm hoping to do this, inshallah. Inshallah. Say this, my dear viewers. Inshallah, you shall reap gain, many blessings, inshallah ta'ala. So what happened? They prostrated before Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. One more thing I would like to mention. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he expresses his thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says something, and this is beautiful. He says, Waffani Musliman. He says, Ya Allah, when I leave this world, make me leave in such a state that I am a Muslim. This is him doing dua, which teaches us that who are we? What assurance do we have that our iman shall remain protected? That we shall, and this is what many people think. They think, oh yes, now I'm a Muslim, alhamdulillah. You know, alhamdulillah, yes, alhamdulillah. But then, do you have any guarantee that you shall remain a Muslim? No, my dear viewers. Here we learn even the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although they are ma'asum, they are completely sinless. But yet, they did this dua to show us the importance that we must always be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the blessings He has bestowed upon us. And the greatest of our blessings is iman, is having iman. We should always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of the blessings He has given us. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are Muslims. Alhamdulillahi azzalal. And today, mashallah, we have a beautiful topic. We also have a surprise, but we'll hear more on that later. First, let's move straight to the Na'at Sharif of the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's completely impossible for there to be another prophet or messenger after him. He is the seal of prophethood. He is the last, the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is none other than Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Let's listen to the Na'at Sharif inshallahu azza wa jal. And the Na'at Sharif shall be recited by none other than mashallahu azza wa jal, our Rukni Shura, Haji Abdul Habib Attari, mashallah, in their beautiful voice. Let's listen to this Na'at Sharif. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
من شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں آقا تیری مرضی ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں آقا تیری مرضی ہے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں میری عقل بھی نہیں میری شکل بھی نہیں مینو یار مناؤن دا ڈھنگ بھی نہیں میری عقل بھی نہیں میری شکل بھی نہیں مینو یار مناؤن دا ڈھنگ بھی نہیں میرا عشق بھی رومی ورگا نہیں میرا عشق بھی رومی ورگا نہیں میری جامی ورگی ٹور نہیں پر مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں میرا عشق یہ کہندا ہے حوصلہ رکھ آقا دا بلاوا آوے گا میرا عشق یہ کہندا ہے حوصلہ رکھ کریے بے صبری دا پر کی کریے بے صبری دا میرے دل وچوں جاندا چور نہیں تیرے نام دے تذکرے عرشا تے حسن دے چرچے فرشاں تے تیرے نام دے تذکرے عرشاں تے تیرے حسن دے چرچے فرشاں تے کوئی تھا نہیں ایسی جس تھا تے کوئی تھا نہیں ایسی جس تھا تے تیرے عشق دا آقا شور نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں تیرے ذکر دے چرچے فرشاں تے تیرے عشق دے چرچے عرشاں تے کوئی ایسی جا نہیں جس جاتے کوئی ایسی جا نہیں جس جاتے میرے آقا تیرا شور نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں آقا تیری مرضی اے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں تیری قبر تے حافظ لکھواری پائے دنیا بالے لکھ دیوے تیری قبر تے حافظ لکھواری پائے دنیا بالے لکھ دیوے جے دل وچ عشق نبی دا نہیں تیری روشن ہونی گور وی نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہو رے نہیں، آقا تیری مرضی ہے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. ماشاء اللہ عز و جل. And if you say, some people will be thinking, I understand Urdu. I did not understand that. Allahu Akbar. That's because that was not in the Urdu language. That was actually Punjabi. Yes, subhanallah. Many viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillahi azzal, beautifully recited there by, mashallah, respected and honorable Rukni Shura, Haji Abdul Habib Atari, Damat Barakatum Al-Ali. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them with a long and healthy life and continue to shower His immense rahmah upon them. Inshallah, azzal, beautifully recited, my dear viewers. And to go from something so nice and calm and soothing, and yes, beautiful, to something very harsh. And what is this, my dear viewers? This is the topic for today. Yes, today's topic. Today we shall be hearing about what? Today, my dear viewers of Madani channel, violence. Yes, this is today's topic, violence. We come across many things in our life. And in fact, not just as in our lives, but from the beginning of humankind itself. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the angels, I'm going to create a khalifa. I'm going to create a vicegerent. And the angels say, are you going to... But the angels had seen the jinns. The jinns were created before the humans. And what did the jinns do? There was warfare. There was warfare on the land. There was warfare. Yes, the jinns are on the earth. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He's going to create Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, they said, are you going to create more people who shall just what? Create bloodshed? This is what shall happen. You're going to create. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I know that which you do not know. He says to the jinns that He knows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala no doubt knows. He knows that which the angels do not know. And the angels, them giving this reply, is they're just going to cause bloodshed and you're going to create humans, shows us that yes, violence is, you know, there was a reason the angel said it. Violence, if we were to look back in history from the beginning or close to the beginning, well, nearly the beginning of time, the own children of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Habil radiallahu anhu was martyred, was killed by who? His very own brother. So direct children of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, one had murdered and killed the other. So if you think, you know, of humanity, even before humanity amongst the jinns, there was fighting. And then even if you go back to the beginning of humankind, we see that there is violence from the very beginning, just as the angels had said. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also states, I know that which you do not know. So we must take both of these and think of both. Yes, there will be bloodshed. But there's also the other side too. There is violence. There always has been violence. As far as, you know, our history goes back to too. In, you know, academic history, you can look back in history. And as far as me personally, I love studying history. As far as I can think backwards, it's always, in fact, never is there a time when there's not some sort of violence taking place. There always is violence. There's always some sort of warfare. There's always battles, wars taking place. Sometimes we are aware of them. Sometimes it is hidden, but it is always happening. There's always some sort of war going on somewhere around the world, even up until this very day and age. You may think, by now we should have attained peace. But yet there is still violence. I'm a dear viewers of Madani channel. In Makkah al-Mukarramah, there was also, as was everywhere in the world, but in Makkah al-Mukarramah, there was also much violence about 1400 or so years ago. Yes, there was violence. In Makkah al-Mukarramah, there was no sense of civilization. In Makkah al-Mukarramah, at that time just known as Makkah. You know, now it has become Mukarram. Now it has become a sanctity. Now it has become a sacred place. But in that day and age, people would be killed. People would be, their rights would be violated. People would be harmed. Girls would be buried alive. You know, these things are astonishing. It's astonishing. Sometimes you think, how is that even possible? And these are the things which would take place in the world. And then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind. So even if you were to look at this, whenever, alhamdulillah, I make it a habit of mine, and we have learned this from our respected and honorable Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, that whenever we mention some particular individuals, we state the titles too. We state the titles. Whenever we mention Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not every single time, but especially a first mention, or at least once, we'll always mention titles, wouldn't we? And from amongst the titles, I was just thinking of this, from amongst the titles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is it I say every single day? I love to say this. The greatest of all mankind. Yes, it's the greatest. The peace of our hearts and our minds. When we think of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it brings us peace. The peace of our hearts and our minds. The most generous and kind. The most generous and kind. If you look in the glorious Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, the first words we come across when we open the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or Allah's name I begin with, the most kind. So this shows us and teaches us. It teaches us, my dear viewers, that kindness is of utmost importance. And kindness and violence are close to being, you could say, mutually exclusive. Meaning, if a person's violent, they can't really be kind, can he? And if a person's kind, he can't really be violent, can he? Whereas Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, from many attributes given to him, nobody has ever said he was a violent person. Everybody says he was a kind person. Everybody says he was a respected and honorable person. Everybody says he always spoke the truth. Everybody says, and you know, it doesn't matter who he is, they must admit that he was a trustworthy person. He was a peaceful person. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam, from all the attributes you can give him, never is violence associated with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is what? Kindness. And this is beautiful, my dear viewers, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is no doubt ultimately our, well, not only prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but a model for us, for all of us, to follow in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us many teachings from the traditions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are many things to be learned. And amongst these are not to be violent. Not to be violent. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam suffered. Now, we do not say that our religion is a pacifist religion. No. It's not, you know, you're slapped on one cheek and you turn the other cheek, no. But remember, and there's another thing we need to understand, that being non-violent does not necessitate being weak. This does not equivalent weakness. It's not the equivalent to weakness, no. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that individual who, there were people who were strong like Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radhiyallahu anhu, strong, mighty companions, who when the time came during the Battle of Khandaq, or you could say before, while they were preparing, there was a huge boulder which they were trying to break, but nobody was able to break it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was able to strike it and immediately break it. So remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not weak. No. He was strong, yes. He possessed strength, no doubt about it. But he was also kind. So now some people think to be kind is a sense of weakness. No, it's not. Being kind does not mean a person is weak. You can be strong. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was strong. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was kind. And some people, you know, we need to understand what strength is. We've all heard, pick on somebody your own size. Yes, pick on somebody your own size. And some people, we show our strength by what? Harming those who are weaker than us. Harming those who are smaller than us. Harming those who... And this is what people do. And this is what bullying is. This is violence. So those who may possibly be in our household. It may be our very own family. Sometimes we are strict and harsh. We are strict and harsh with them. But we should not, there should not be violence. And the reason we have this topic, my dear viewers, is due to the sharp rise in violence over the last year or two. You know, in the last year or two, there's been a sharp rise, a huge increase in, be that domestic violence or whatever it may be, in violence overall. Mainly, yes, domestic violence. Now again, speaking about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, speaking about domestic violence, let's take a look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was married. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was married to Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra. He was married to Hazrat late Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. Now there's a story mentioned by Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa, being a married couple. And it's completely normal. And remember, when something, any incident does take place, it's a lesson for us. It's a way to teach us. Where there may have been a dispute. There may have been some sort of dispute. And what does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? He teaches the ummah. That if there is, and it's completely normal, and no, do you know if anybody thinks that any marriage is completely free from even differences, it's impossible when two different people are coming together, their hearts come together, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala builds love between the two. The two different people, they've lived entirely different lives. They're not exactly the same, you know, they have their own preferences, they have their own differences, and those differences then sometimes they clash. And there's no harm in this whatsoever. You know, you try to bring harmony. And there was once an incident between Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha from the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. She is the mother of the believers, Hazrat Aisha radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being, as we said, strong. Yes, very strong. But yet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never expressed this strength of his. He never exerted the strength of his what? Against or to harm his what? His own wife, his own family, or anybody who's weak. No, this is not strength, is it? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never did this. Even if he wished, he could have stood firm and said, okay, this is the difference. What I say goes, end of story. He did not. But what did he do? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam called somebody else to mediate. He called in third party, somebody else, to come and yes, speak to both of them, to listen to both sides of the story. And this is beautiful because from amongst all the people that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose, who is it he chose? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who was it that was chosen? It was the father of Hazrat Aisha radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. And this is very important because subhanAllah, there are so many lessons we can learn, but honestly, it's so beautiful. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the father of Hazrat Aisha. Now some people will think immediately, but that's not fair. Because a father is obviously going to take the side of his own child, of his own daughter. No. This itself is violence too. This itself is harming somebody else's rights. This is not the method of Islam. And as I said, so many beautiful lessons to be taken from this and one. And you know, this is a problem we have in this day and age. That if somebody comes to, you know, invite somebody to mediate between any two individuals, and it may be a marital dispute, what do they do? On the one side, whoever's calling them, they expect them to take their own side. This expectation is wrong, it's corrupt. And the person taking the own side is also wrong. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And yes, there are things such as the normal bias. There are things like this exist. But this is why we have the teachings and rulings of Islam, which teaches that no, I cannot be biased. Doing this would be wrong. But what's correct? Objectively, giving an answer, this is what I must do. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he could have just enforced. He could have forced his way. He possesses strength. He could have just, he has complete authority. But he didn't. He was soft. He was kind. He was not violent. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was never violent. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the kindest of people. And then when calling somebody, who is it he called? He didn't call, you know, somebody who would take his side. He called her very own father. He called Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. And then what happens is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, he comes. And then it said, who will speak first? Shall I speak? Are you going to speak first? Hazrat Aisha Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an is with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who's going to speak first? And then she says, okay, you speak, but only tell the truth. Allahu Akbar. This is what she says. But then Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, how dare you say such a thing? He is the truthful. He's famously known as Sadiq. How can he possibly say such a thing? And then what happens? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. I called you here for a reason, to mediate between the two. Which shows what? All the time, every single moment of the time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is there to what? Correct? Yes, correct. But also to refrain. You know, anybody else, would be like, I'm happy. I'm happy this has happened. Now I'll teach her a lesson. And not to dispute with me, not to mess about with me. No. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you can say, tells of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. And really, this is so many lessons to take. But one, it shows. This does not, never, and this is why I say, never mistake a humility or kindness for weakness. Because if a person does that, it is a huge mistake. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was strong. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, possesses strength. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possesses authority. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not violent. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never harm another person. No, he would not harm other people. Rather, he would be kind. And subhanAllah, there is so much more to be taken from this, so much more to be said. First, inshallah, we shall go to our daily reminder. And then I'll mention a hadith. And really, subhanAllah, it's one that I love personally. Let's go to the daily reminder and then we shall hear about it, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
حجت الاسلام سیدنا امام محمد بن محمد بن محمد غزالی رحمت اللہ تعالی has stated, Advising people to do good deeds and preventing them from bad deeds is the greatest pillar of Islam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, on the day of judgment, people will be extremely horrified. There will be no shade other than the divine arsh in the plane of resurrection. Allah will grant the shade of His arsh and entry into heaven His obedient and distinguished bondmen, including the Islamic brothers and sisters conveying the call to righteousness and preventing evil, as is obvious from the following narrated saying. Allah Azza wa Jal sent revelation to Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. One who commanded goodness and prevented evil and called people towards obedience to me would be in the shade of Arsh. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, that was our daily reminder, and you are watching Rise and Shine. And subhanAllah, it just comes to my mind now that we've not stated the daily question. Today's question, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, is that according to a hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which date is from Jannah? Which date is from Jannah, from paradise? And not only is it from paradise, yes, it said that this date is from paradise, but it is also a cure for poison. Allahu Akbar. So there's a date, my dear viewers. This date is from paradise. Which date is from paradise? So there's two. This, in a way, you can say there's a clue too. It's from paradise, and it has a cure. It has shifa. It has a cure for poison. Allahu Akbar. If somebody happened to have suddenly, unfortunately, be poisoned, then this date, yes, and it's all about belief, isn't it? Then by eating, by consuming this, it shall aid him. It shall be a means of cure, of shifa. And as usual, yes, there are four options. Option number one, or A if you like. Option number one, my dear viewers, Ajwa. Is it the Ajwa day? Ajwa day is really famous, isn't it? I think if you ask anybody about days, they'll be like, oh yes, the Ajwa day, I love those. I don't think, the majority of people, even me myself, I can speak about myself. Yes, I've heard about Ajwa. But before I, began regularly buying dates and things, but before that, I've heard of dates, but I wouldn't know any, or even being able to identify any of the particular day. Allahu alam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Ajwa is a date which everybody knows. And if somebody was to be returning from having performed Hajj or Umrah, may Allah Ta'ala grant us all the ability to go and visit those beautiful and sacred lands and places, then subhanAllah, something they never return without is Ajwa. Because Allahu Akbar. So Ajwa is something which is famous. That's the first option. Second option, my dear viewers, remember, just because one thing is famous doesn't mean it will be the correct answer. It could be a trick question. It could be to make things more difficult for you. The second option, my dear viewers, option number two, is it Amri? Is it Amri? Now, people will be thinking, what are you talking about, Amri? This is a type of a date. This is one kind of date. Option number three, is it? And to be honest, I've never heard of these myself. It's spelled L-A-G-U, Lagu. I don't know if that's how you spell it, that's how you pronounce it, if it's Lagu, Lagu. Allahu alam, I have no idea. Maybe inshallah, our guest, or inshallah, if they do join us very soon, maybe they can help us with this, inshallah ta'ala. As to who our guest is, my dear viewers, I've not told you. Inshallah, we shall find out very, very soon. Today we have a special guest, mashallah, but I'm going to say no more. That's all I'm going to say. So that's option number three, is Lagu. Or option number four is, again, I don't know how to pronounce it. Is it Gonda? Is it Gonda? you know, something along these lines. But one of these four medieval views of Madani Shalom is the correct answer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Now, coming back to today's topic, violence. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a strong person, but also a very, very kind and affectionate person. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam was so kind. Sometimes it's just astonishing. You know, there have been many kings who have passed, haven't there? And alhamdulillah, we learn from the seerah that even people, whilst being non-Muslims, even then, at that time, they're still a non-Muslim, but they would praise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They'll say that I've been to such and such king, and I've never seen any people or the servants of the king treat their king with such respect as the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam respect and honor him. So nobody can match Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then one thing we do, no doubt we compare, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a leader, wasn't he? So if you think about other kings, what do we see? We see they're very, very violent, they're very harsh. And this is how they enforce their authority upon others, by being harsh, by, you know, mass killings. Anybody who dares not even disrespect them, say any word against them, they would immediately have them killed. But how about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What was the manners? What were the etiquettes of? And truly, he is the greatest of all mankind, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. And there's a beautiful hadith. There are many hadith, no doubt about it. But there's one beautiful incident which has been stated, and it's been said, and this has been narrated by Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The great Hazrat Anas bin Malik, who spent so many years with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, serving Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. He says, كنت أمشي مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعليه برد نجراني غليظ الحاشية. He states that I was once walking with the greatest of all mankind, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. I was once walking with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had a shawl, you can say, a najrani shawl, and this was very, very thick. He had a thick hem to it. فَأَدْرَكَهُ أَعْرَابِ, and there was a Bedouin that had come, and it's very important to understand this. This was a Bedouin. It's very important to understand that Bedouins. But what is a Bedouin generally? A Bedouin is a person who, you know, the people who live in the desert. They had not spent very much time with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would always be traveling. Subhanallah, they've become Muslim. They've accepted Islam. You know, it was a Bedouin, a Muslim Bedouin. The Bedouins, they didn't have as much knowledge. They weren't as frequently visiting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, etc. So this was a Bedouin. He once came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But what did this Bedouin do? This Bedouin, he took hold of that burda, of that cloak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he pulled it. He pulled this cloak and he pulled it violently, strongly, harshly. This person, meaning Hazrat Anas bin Malik radhiyallahu anhu, who was walking with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that Bedouin who came and he took hold of the cloak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he pulled it. And he pulled it so harshly and with such violence, with such strength, that it left a mark on the neck of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And then he says, give me, you know, some wealth which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you. Allahu Akbar. He says that, give me some of this wealth. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this person, he pulls Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, he pulls the hem, he pulls that cloak very harshly. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? Does he turn around? Does he hit him? Does he strike him? Does he order for him to be killed? Does he order for him to be imprisoned, for him to be punished? No. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam turns. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no doubt in his own beautiful and perfect manner, Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he turns, faltafata, he turns. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he smiles. What does he do? He smiles. Yes, really. Some of you would be astonished. What? He smiles, yes. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he smiles. Thumma amara lahu bi ata. And then he orders for some wealth, for a gift, for something to be given to this person. Allahu Akbar. How beautiful is this incident? Honestly, I just love this incident. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we must remember he was not weak. No. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was strong. He was at a place of strength. He had a place of strength. He had authority. But yet, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not violent. And this is the lesson we must take. We should not be violent. Look at this, and you know, people would think many things, you know. They say, but this person, this is what he said to me, or this is what he said about me. You don't know, you know, you didn't hear it from themselves. Or this is what he's indicating towards. This person, this Bedouin, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he actually pulled physically. This is what he did to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet how did the Messenger of Allah, the mercy, the rahmatul lil alameen, the mercy of all the worlds, how did he reciprocate? How did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam react? What did he do in return? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he turns to him and he smiles. Honestly, the most beautiful. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam would regularly smile. And this person who's just, he has harmed, he's left a mark upon the blessed shoulder of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. That's how strongly he pulled it. He has harmed physically Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But yet, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how does he react? He doesn't say, I'm going to teach this person a lesson. So he's never going, and look, other people, not, there's many reasons to teach somebody a lesson. Sometimes I'm going to teach him a lesson, and especially because now he's in front of others, so I'm going to, you know, give him a harsh punishment. It's going to be even worse as a deterrence to deter other people from ever doing or even considering to do such a thing again. But no, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he teaches them that even if somebody is to be harsh with you, be kind, be nice, smile. Allahu Akbar. And smile, my dear viewers, smiling is a sunnah. And this is beautiful because we have so many excuses. And we say, no, I'm no longer going to talk to this person. I'm no longer to do this. I'm no longer to do that. The first is mentioned, the first Hadith Sharif. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. And this Hadith Sharif is known as Hadith As-Salam. It was narrated by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Salam. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's first words were what? Afshas salam. This is the first Hadith Sharif of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. He says, Afshas salam wa at'im at-ta'am wa silul arham. And this is beautiful. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, spread peace. Feed people. And maintain ties of relationship. Do not be violent. Be positive, be kind. And alhamdulillah, this is what Rise and Shine is all about. First, let's go to the daily Hadith Sharif. And then, inshallah, Azza Jal, we shall be hearing much more. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
A very important hadith. Let's listen to it. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, O people, avoid five things in order to protect yourself from five others. The nation which weighs less, Allah Almighty afflicts them with high prices and scarcity in fruits. The nation which breaks its promises, Allah Almighty imposes their enemies upon them. The nation which does not give zakah, Allah Almighty withholds rain from them. And if it were not for the quadrupeds, they would not be even given a drop of water. The nation in which indecency and immodesty spreads, Allah Almighty afflicts them with the plague. The nation which makes decisions without the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty causes them to experience the wrongdoing of their actions, and He makes them have fear of one another. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we look at our surroundings, are these not happening to us? It is unfortunate that the mindset to perform good deeds has decreased among the Muslims, and sins are witnessed everywhere. There is no particular interest in the call towards righteousness. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, heed the warnings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Al-Ghafoor, He is Ar-Rahim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us forgiveness by the sake of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Many views of Madani Channel who are watching Rise and Shine. We just heard a little from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at times when we would expect possibly for any ordinary man, for any ordinary man to react to situations by means of violence, but rather Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he chooses to be kind. He chooses to be soft. He chooses, my reviews of Madani Channel, to rather to teach and aid a person, to help a person. And subhanAllah, no doubt, this is because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not ordinary, but rather Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is extraordinary. Yes, he is without a doubt extraordinary. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a mercy for all the worlds. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a mercy for all the world. He was kind to others. And this is what brought many people towards the religion of Islam. The kindness that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had shown. The forgiveness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where so many people, what they attempted to do? They had attempted to mazala, to assassinate, to harm Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? There was a person with his sword in hand, and he said, who's going to protect you now? He comes, he approaches Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, who's going to protect you now? And he says, "Ma Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to protect me." That person ought to, you know, immediately he loses his grip on the weapon. He drops it. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then takes that, and he says, now who's going to protect you from me? And what does that person say? He says, you are kind. You are merciful. Be kind to me. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always kind. He was always forgiving. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember, they were exiled. And it's very important to understand that leaving, relocating, immigration, even nowadays to immigrate from one country to another country is not easy, but in comparison to them days, it's nothing. It's very easy. Right now we would say it's very easy. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, people wish to kill him, to get rid of them. Mazallah, they were exiled in a way you can say. And for some time they were officially, they were exiled from their very own homes. They had to leave their very own homes. But yet when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now returned to Makkah al-Mukarramah, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Today, you know, they are being forgiven. Today, they shall not retaliate. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not retaliate and harm them. No. He offered them peace. He offered them serenity. Allahu Akbar. And it's beautiful. This is honestly absolutely beautiful. Alhamdulillah. So violence has no place in Islam. no place in Islam reveals. A person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the most kind of people. And this is how we should be. And as I said, many people make up excuses. And they say, but this is what that person said to me. And sadly, and sometimes it's little, they said this, that's it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to file a case against them. Some people say, I'm going to get somebody to beat you, to harm you, even to kill you. And this is just, it's shocking. It's honestly, it's shocking over such things. Really, look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the authority he possessed. The authority Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possessed. But yet, how would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam treat those people? There's a hadith sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that إِنَّ أَبْغَضَ الرِّجَالِ, that the worst of people, the most hated of people, ilallahi, the most hated of people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ahu al-aladdu al-khasim, those who are the most quarrelsome. Those people are always, you know, you get such people, don't you? Sometimes you get these people, they just always wish to pick a fight. Allahu Akbar. They just always wish to pick a fight. Now these are the most detested people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the most detested people, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states. And he says, Al-Muslimu, man salimu al-Muslimuna, min lisanihi wa yadihi. And honestly, this hadith sharif is so beautiful. The other day, I was saying that there are many, many, I don't like to use the word some, there are many a hadith sharif which are such, that if we were to act upon just this one hadith sharif, if we were just to act upon this one hadith sharif, there are many like this, where just that one, if we were to single out, if we were to isolate and act upon that, it would bring peace and a difference and a change to the world. This is one of those. That a Muslim, who is a Muslim? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that a Muslim is that individual who other Muslims are safe, sound from his tongue and his hand. Allahu Akbar. We need to think of ourselves. That am I such a person who harms others? Am I a person who, and sometimes it's not physical, but it may be oral, it may be verbal. No, this is not the sign of a true Muslim. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we did begin this morning, as we do every single morning, by listening to the tilawat of the glorious Quran. And then we listened to the Naad Sharif. And this Naad Sharif we listened to was not as usual in the Urdu language, but rather this was in the Punjabi language. But it was recited by a beautiful personality. And this was none other than our Rukn Shura, Haji Abdul Habib Attari. Now some people would be saying, oh, okay, we heard it. Why are you telling us this? The reason I'm telling you this, my dear viewers, is because Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today we shall, hopefully within the next few moments, inshallah ta'ala, we shall be joined, yes, by none other than our respected and honorable Rukn Shura, Haji Abdul Habib Attari. Damat barakatum al-Ali. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless them with a long and healthy life, inshallah Azza wa Jal, and accept all of their permissible du'as. Hopefully they shall be joining us soon. My dear viewers, we have heard them. We have, I'm very much in fact, this last, I think it's been a year or so, mashallah, we've heard them so much. And let's, inshallah, listen to another kalam, and then we shall hear from that personality themselves, inshallah ta'ala. Let's listen to the Qasida Burda Sharif in three languages. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
أمة sturdies and peace and blessings countlessly, eternally upon your beloved, the best of creation.
Muhammadun Sayyidul Kawnaini wa Thaqalaini. Muhammadun Sayyidul Kawnaini wa Thaqalaini wal Fari. قيني من عرب ومن عجمي
آپ ہیں حضرت محمد سرور ہر دو سرا
آپ ہیں حضرت محمد سرور ہر دو سرا
آپ ہیں عرب و عجم جن و بشر کے پیشوا
آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
محمد is the leader of both worlds, both creations.
Muhammad is the leader of both worlds, both creations.
And even both groups, Arabs and Ajam.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. يا صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحمي
آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا
آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا
ناگہانی آفتوں میں آپ کا ہے آسرا
آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
is the beloved whose intercession is hoped.
He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped
for in every sudden calamity.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kulli. صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العمامي
اکرم المخلوق مانگو اور میں کس سے پناہ
اکرم المخلوق مانگو اور میں کس سے پناہ
حادثات عام میں ہیں آپ میری تکیہ گاہ
آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
O most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge. O most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge.
In other than you, when universal calamities descend.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim.
Fa inna min جودك الدنيا وضرتها فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علوم
منك علم اللوح والقلم.
بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہے آپ کا جود و کرم, بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہے آپ کا جود و کرم. آپ کے کل علم کا ایک جزو ہے لوح و قلم.
آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
So indeed the world and the hereafter are from your grace. So indeed the world and the hereafter are from your grace.
And part of your knowledge is the knowledge of the preserved tablet and the pen.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi.
Ya Rabbi bil Mustafa balligh maqasidana. Ya Rabbi bil Mustafa balligh maqasidana waghfir lana ma mada ya wasi'al karam.
اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ. اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ. پورے فرما سب مقاصد بخش دے میرے گناہ.
آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
Oh my Rabb, by the chosen one fulfill our wishes. Oh my Rabb, by the chosen one fulfill our wishes.
And forgive us for what has passed.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Many viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, today they have joined us. This is none other than Arigiris, mashallah. Just listen to their voice. Let's inshallah have a look at their beautiful face and listen to some words of wisdom, inshallah. This is none other than our respected and honorable Rukni Shura, Haji Abdul Habib Attari, Damat Barakatum Al-Ala. If they're able to hear me, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Shabazz?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Haji sahab, I hope you are well and in the best of health too, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Haji sahab, would you say there's anything unique to the UK? You know, anything unique you like about the UK?
But my feeling whenever I come in the Western world, that people from Pakistan and from subcontinent, they want to come in UK or in Europe or also in America to enjoy the Western life, or we can say the fashion of these countries, and you know, worldly life. And when I saw the youngsters like you, mashallah, in all around UK, that mashallah become ulama and become muballighin, it's amazing for all of us that mashallah, what a fazan of Dawat Islami, that people changing here, that Dawat Islami changed lives of many from in these countries. So ye waqai kamal hota hai, aur main خود بھی چاہتا ہوں کہ مدنی چینل کی ذریعے اور سوشل میڈیا کے ذریعے دنیا کو بتایا جائے کہ یہ وہ دعوت اسلامی کا کام ہے کہ پاکستان کے نوجوان جن ملکوں میں جا کر ترس رہے ہوتے ہیں کہ وہاں جا کر وہاں کی دنیاوی زندگی گزاریں گے اور یہاں آ کر جو ہے وہ فیشن والی لائف دیکھنی ہے اور یہاں کی رنگینیوں میں گم ہونا ہے, دعوت اسلامی نے یہاں پیدا ہونے والے بچوں کو بھی بدل کے رکھ دیا ہے. سو اٹس امیزنگ آلویز, یو نو, کبھی کبھی تو میں اچھا پھر ماشاء اللہ کچھ ایسے اسلامی بھائیوں سے بھی ملاقات ہوتی ہے کہ جب ان کا عمل دیکھتے ہیں, ان کی فیملی کی ٹریننگ دیکھتے ہیں, ان کے گھر کے اندر دینی اور مدنی ماحول دیکھتے ہیں, تو کبھی کبھی تو سچی بات ہے کہ آنکھوں میں آنسو آ جاتے ہیں کہ کمال ہے کہ اس دنیا میں رہ کر, اس علاقے میں رہ کر اتنا با عمل فیملی کو بنا دینا, اٹس امیزنگ ماشاء اللہ. اٹس آلویز یونیکنس آف دعوت اسلامی.
ماشاء اللہ Adi Saab, we've heard quite a lot of new nuts being released, and surprisingly, well, not really, it shouldn't be surprising, but yes, quite surprisingly, mashallah, we've been seeing yourself there, right there at the center. And honestly, Adi Saab, I can say my daughter is the biggest fan, Allahu Akbar. She just listens, she loves listening to the kalams recited by yourself, mashallah, you have that sweet and soothing voice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you more blessings.
Yes, actually, ہم یہ کہہ سکتے ہیں کہ نعت تو میں بہت پہلے سے پڑھتا تھا, لیکن وہ کہتے ہیں نا کہ حادثاتی طور پر کبھی کوئی بندہ کچھ اس کے ساتھ ایک اور چیز جوائن ہو جاتی ہے. تو ایک بار ایسا ہوا کہ فیو ایئرز اگو آئی ریسائٹڈ اے نعت ان پنجابی, فیو کپلٹس in any live program mainu shauk madine jamad da, then the people from all around the world requesting that please record it in this naat in a studio. So I told them that I'm not a particular, you know, which type of naat khwa ke bhai wo jo studio recording karwaye aur unki voice itni achhi ho, but wo itna emphasize, itni calls aane lagi madine channel par, to mujhe madine channel ki majlis se hi kaha ke nahi, you must record your one kalam because people from all around the world they need you. Then I, okay, ٹھیک ہے, ان کی دل جوئی کے لیے میں نے کہا چلے مجھے بھی پتا ہے میری آواز کیسی ہے, بٹ یو نو امیزنگلی جب وہ ریکارڈ ہوا تو اس کے ملینز ویوز آ گئے, تو پھر اس کے بعد تو وہ سلسلہ ہی چل پڑا کہ ایک اور کلام دیں, ربیع الاول آ گیا تو اس کا کلام دیں, تو غوس پاک کی منقبت دے دیں, تو میں نے کہا چلے لوگ پسند کر رہے ہیں جیسی بھی آواز ہے تو ٹھیک ہے. تو ماشاء اللہ اللہ کی رحمت سے اس کا بڑا زبردست فیڈ بیک آنے لگا.
انگلش
inshallah soon I will inshallah I will try to recite something in English inshallah
azzajal. Inshallah, we are going to move to our topic, but I have one more quick question. Do you have a favorite fruit?
Allahu Akbar. Yes, I am actually the fruit lover, alhamdulillah, mashallah. And I always try to eat more fruits, khas taur pe when you are a traveler and you are traveling all around the world. So mashallah, Allah tabarak wa taala gave us fruits in all around the world, and fruits actually we don't need to make it ziba or we need halal or haram from them. Fruit always alhamdulillah halal, so it's very easy to eat. Jisko halal khana chahiye uske liye fruit har jagah available ho jata hai, aur apne aap ko hame khud bhi fruit lover banana chahiye taaki travel mein bada aasan ho jata hai. سیکنڈلی بڑے ہیلدی ہوتے ہیں, تو میں سچی بات ہے کہ اللہ کی رحمت سے سارے ہی فروٹ کھاتا ہوں اور شوق سے کھاتا ہوں. اب آپ نے وہ پرٹیکولر کوئی فروٹ پوچھ لیا ہے, تو ایکچولی ظاہر ہے کہ فروٹس بھی سیزن وائز آتے ہیں, تو جب مینگو ہوتا ہے پاکستان کا مینگو تو آپ جانتے ہیں کہ پوری دنیا دیوانی ہے اس کی, تو اس کی بات اور ہے, بٹ واٹر میلن, یس, پپایا, ماشاء اللہ, گاوا, ماشاء اللہ, مجھے سارے فروٹ اچھے لگتے ہیں. It's a very difficult question. We can say in summer is mango, and is in winter maybe strawberry is my favorite.
Masha, that's a bit of a cheat that you're choosing too, but nevertheless we'll give you the Adi Saab. May Allah Ta'ala bless you. Mashallah, moving to our topic today, we're speaking about violence. Sadly, you know, we're always surrounded by violence, there are many forms and many types of violence. But alhamdulillah, we were speaking about the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we learned that many a times the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was placed in a position when he had every right to react with, you know, strictly, you can say, but rather he was always kind and compassionate. What would he say? Are there any benefits? What possible benefits can we derive from either the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the teachings and traditions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam?
Actually, as you mashallah mentioned the ahadith of Rasul Pak alayhi salatu wasalam about the husne akhlaq and how Rasul Pak alayhi salatu wasalam react with the enemies and the bad ethics and bad akhlaq. But one more beautiful thing in the seerah of Rasul Pak alayhi salatu wasalam, not only he is, you know, react with the calm and coolness and with smile, even he changed the life of many which are violent. Wo log jhagde ke liye taiyar rehte the, every time they are ready to fight, And وہ تو مطلب خون خرابہ ہی ان کی زندگی تھی. And then رسول پاک علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام with his beautiful اخلاق he changed the life of those people. تو یہ پیارے آقا کے اخلاق کا وہ کمال ہے کہ جان لینے والے جو تھے وہ اسلام کے لیے جان دینے والے بن گئے, جو دشمنیاں پالنے والے تھے وہ معاف کرنے والے بن گئے, خون کے پیاسے جو تھے وہ سینے لگانے والے بن گئے.
ماشاءاللہ
گھروں میں جس طرح انصار اور مہاجرین کی مثال ملتی ہے, when these Muslims migrated from Makkah to Medina, you know, they opened their doors, انہوں نے حصہ دیا اپنے بزنس میں اور بائیفرکیٹ کر دیا اپنے ہاؤسز کو کہ یو آر ناؤ اور برادر. اسلام جن کے دلوں میں آیا وہ نرم ہو گئے, وہ شفیق ہو گئے, وہ مہربان ہو گئے, وہ دوست ہو گئے. اینڈ ناؤ دس از دا کوسچن فار آل مسلمز آل اراؤنڈ دا ورلڈ دیٹ وی آر آلسو مسلم, وی الحمدللہ وی ہیو ایمان ان اور ہارٹ, بٹ کیسے ہو سکتا ہے کہ ہم مسلمان بھی ہیں اور وائلنٹ بھی ہیں, ہم لڑنے مارنے والے بھی ہیں؟ اسلام تو یہ درس ہی نہیں دیتا. اسلام آلویز ٹیچز اس دا لیسن آف پیس. تو ہمیں خاص طور پہ چونکہ ویسٹرن ورلڈ میں یہ پروگرام دیکھا جا رہا ہے, ہمیں ان کنٹریز میں جہاں دیگر ریلیجن کے لوگ ڈفرنٹ ریلیجن کے لوگ رہتے ہیں, وی ہیو ٹو پروو اور سیلفز ایز اے گڈ نیشن, گڈ مسلمز, پتا چلے کہ یہ کس نبی کے امتی ہیں, یہ نبی پاک علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے تعلیم یافتہ ہیں, ہماری اسمائل بتائے, ہمارا اخلاق بتائے, ہمارا کردار بتائے کہ کیا اسلام ہے. انفارچونیٹلی دیکھیں یہ بڑی دکھ کی بات میں کرنے جا رہا ہوں کہ ایٹ لیسٹ اگر ہم اسلام کو یوں سمجھے پروموٹ نہیں کر سکتے تو کم از کم اسلام کا نام بدنام تو نہ کریں, ہم اسلام کے نام کو خراب تو نہ کریں, ہمیں دیکھ کر کوئی یہ تو نہ کہے کہ مسلمان ایسے ہوتے ہیں. ہمارے اسلاف تو ایسے تھے شہباز بھائی, when there were time when the people living with the neighbors which are non Muslims like in western world, ہمارے وطن میں تو نہیں ہوتا, پاکستان میں اور باقی ملکوں میں تو ہمارے آس پاس بھی مسلمان ہوتے ہیں, مگر ان ممالک میں the neighbors are non Muslims. But that time also, اب اس لیے اگر ہم ہسٹری اٹھائیں, میں اسی بھی ایک انسیڈنٹ سنا دیتا ہوں. سیدنا مالک بن دینار رضی اللہ تعالیٰ, آپ کا ایک جو پڑوسی تھا, آپ کا جو نیبر تھا, وہ آتش پرست تھا, فائر ورشپر تھا, اور وہ ڈیلیبریٹلی اپنے گھر کی گندگی جو ہے وہ آپ کے گھر میں بھیجتا تھا, آپ کے گھر میں پھینکتا تھا اوپر نالے کے ذریعے, اور وہ آپ اس پہ واٹر ڈالتے تھے, اس کو صاف کر لیتے, کلین کر لیتے. ون ڈے, ٹو ڈے, تھرڈ ڈے, دین ہی کیم آن فورتھ ڈے, یو آر ناٹ ان اینگر, وائی آر ناٹ ریپلائنگ می ود اینی فائٹ, آئی ایم آلویز سینڈنگ سم بیڈ تھنگز ان یور ہاؤس, میں گندگی بھیجتا ہوں, آپ اس کو کچھ کرتے نہیں ہیں اور آپ اس کو مجھے جھگڑتے بھی نہیں ہیں. دین واٹ ہی ریپلائڈ کہ میرا رب جو ہے وہ معاف کرنے کو پسند کرتا ہے, اللہ جو ہے وہ معاف کرنے والوں کو پسند کرتا ہے, غصہ پینے والوں کو پسند کرتا ہے, میں پانی ڈالتا ہوں صاف کر دیتا ہوں. دین واٹ ہی ریپلائی کہ ٹھیک ہے آپ اپنے اس گندگی کو, اس ڈسٹ کو, اس جس کو گاربیج کو بعد میں کلین کیجیے گا, پہلے میرے ہارٹ کو کلین کیجیے, کلمہ پڑھائیے, میں مسلمان ہونا چاہتا ہوں.
اللہ
تو یہ کیا تھا, انہوں نے تبلیغ نہیں کی تھی, انہوں نے اسلام کے فنڈامنٹلسٹ ان کو نہیں بتائے تھے, انہوں نے اسلام کے بارے میں ان کو کچھ بھی نہیں بتایا تھا. اونلی دے شو ہم کریکٹ مینر, their softness, their اخلاق, character. Actually, we need that. And Rasool Pak Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also show him a character of himself for about 40 years in the front of mushrikeen of Makkah. After 40 years, he announced about Islam. But 40 سال کیسے گزرے تھے؟ پیارے آقا نے تو اپنے اخلاق ہی دیئے تھے نا. اور پھر انہوں نے جب اناؤنس کیا تھا کہ بتاؤ لوگوں میں کون ہوں, تو what they replied that you are صادق, you are امین. And Allah, this is the question for all of us that are we sadiq, we speak truth, kya hum ameen hain, hum amanatdar hain? This is Islam need from us, especially in these countries.
MashaAllah. Hadi sahab, honestly, whilst you were speaking, I was thinking of a million other questions and I wish to ask you them. But MashaAllah, I know how busy you are. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you for giving us time. May Allah ta'ala keep you forever happy, inshallah, azza wa jal. Jazakallahu khaira for your time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Many viewers of Madani Channel, sadly we have run out of time. That was our respected and honorable Rukni Shura Haji Abdul Habib Attari, Damat Barakatum Al-Ali, who gave us a few minutes. It was beautiful. Imagine when you're going to be there tonight. We had the question. I'll quickly give the answer for the question. The question was, which fruit? It wasn't exactly fruit, but a date is also constitutes fruit. So which fruit is from paradise? And it's also shifa, cure for poison. What is the correct answer? Many of these, I was supposed to ask Hadith Sahib that too, but I didn't get the chance next time, inshallah ta'ala. But the answer to the question is not Gonda, it's not Lagu or Umri, but rather it's option number one or option A, which is Ajwa. Yes, this is the correct answer. For all those that did send in the answers, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all, inshallah ta'ala. That's all for today. We shall be returning tomorrow. Join us tomorrow morning for more Rise and Shine. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.